In August 1996, we heard about the Children's Movement for Peace, and through World Vision, Monica and I became the elected representatives of the Soacha group. We regularly made the journey to the north of the city to take part in workshops with young people from different parts of Colombia. I met Juan Elias, whose father had been murdered only weeks before, yet he was still working for peace. I met Farlis, who had helped to organize a children's movement in Apartado. I had the chance to tell people about how we lived in Soacha. We exchanged ideas on the war and violence, on peacemaking, and child rights. Monica and I took these experiences back home and shared them with anyone who would listen. I started going into schools to talk with children about their rights and to encourage them to take part in the vote. Some were worried that they would not be able to vote because they had no identity cards. Either they had never been registered at birth or their papers had been lost when they fled from their homes. I talked about these problems with people from World Vision and UNICEF, and they made arrangements so that every child could vote, even those without papers.
Okay. Marley says that some kids were afraid they couldn't vote because they didn't have identity cards. Then she explains that some kids didn't have the cards because they weren't registered at birth. So an identity card must be like a birth certificate. Marley has now gotten involved with the Children's Movement for Peace. Let's go over the events that got her there. Until she was 7, she lived on a beautiful farm, but there were landslides all the time and her family had to move to a town called Soacha. Soon after that, Marley met Sister Martha and Pastor Javier. They got her involved with a group that helps poor families, and Marley learned to be a leader. During this time, the town of Soacha became very violent. When Marley was 12, her friend Milton was killed, and later that year, she joined the children's movement. Okay, turn to page 64 and read on, starting with, "On October 25th, 1996, I rode in a bus with 50 other kids."